Election day kicked off at 7 a.m., and the number of voters in lines steadily increased in a short period of time. KUNR's Nick Stewart visited two polling locations to see how voters were feeling about the election.
Voter turnout was initially slower and quieter when polls opened, but that changed quickly. Despite heavy snow impacting the Reno area, the number of voters at the UNR Joe Crowley Student Union grew from tens to hundreds in under 5 hours. UNR student Serene Townsell explains why she waited until Election Day to vote.
I know I should have voted earlier, and people told me it was a lot easier to vote earlier, but I feel like this year we just got a lot more like mail and text messages and emails and calls, and it was just like overwhelming. I still wanted to vote, but I was just like not trying to look at all the voting stuff right now.
Some students showed up early in the morning hoping to beat the crowds and before heading out for their daily activities.
I live on campus, so I was like, I'll hit the voting stations before I go to the gym. So it wasn't that big of a deal for me to like come to campus and vote, and it was just really convenient.
That was UNR student Madeline Larson, who was in line before 8 a.m. Many of the students have the same concerns as others do nationwide for this election. Student Skylar Sheehan shares what she's worried about.
This year it was all about like abortion rights and reproductive rights. So I would say that's my main concern. And that's really what led me to vote.
Voter turnout was impressive at other locations too. At Reno's downtown library, the line was out the door by 11 a.m. And many people were trying to cram inside as the snow fell outside. Reno resident John Paul Crum didn't let the weather dampen his experience.
You know, it's a busy day with the weather and everything, but it's an exciting day. I think, you know, hopefully people get a voice to kind of speak what they want to change.
It's not likely tight races will be called on election night because Nevada counts mail-in ballots postmarked by Election Day and received by Saturday. For KUNR News, I'm Nick Stewart.